Should Christians educate their kids at private Christian schools? What's the benefit of sending your kids to a private Christian school versus sending your kids to a public school? What about homeschooling versus private Christian schools? In the last few years, there have been a lot of Christians concerned with the education happening in the public school system. A lot of them are choosing to now send their kids to private Christian schools instead. But what are the benefits of a private Christian school? Is that the right option for you? I'm Eric Rasmussen. This is the Concerning Him podcast. And today is the second episode of in a three-part series about schooling. Last week, we had on Stephanie Cunningham to talk about Christians homeschooling their children. Today, we have Amy Rush on to discuss private Christian schooling. And next week, we will be talking about Christians sending their kids to public schools. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it'd be great if you gave us a rating or a review. And if you watch us on YouTube, I'd really appreciate it if you liked the video or subscribe to our channel. Remember, the Concerning Him podcast is brought to you by Emmaus Bible College. For more information about Emmaus, please visit emmaus.edu. If you'd like to listen to more podcast episodes like this one, read biblically-centered articles, or listen to biblically-focused expository sermons, please visit concerninghim.com. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you on. I'm happy to have this conversation about, schooling, this three-part episode, sorry, three-part series, three different episodes that we're doing on schooling, homeschooling, private Christian schooling, public schooling. So I'm excited to talk to you about that. Before we get there, I think it'd be helpful for everybody to hear your background. Who are you? Where are you from? and then kind of with that, letting us know what is your experience with private Christian schooling.
Sure. Great. I am from all over the place. born in Portland and grew up in Oregon and Washington. So my dad did a mass correspondence and prison ministry in Oregon, in Washington. And he was the director of camp ministries at Lakeside, yep. Right? And then he did pastoral ministry in Pennsylvania and Virginia, and then military ministry. So people ask, why are you all over the country? Is your dad in the military? Well, he was actually drafted and served in Vietnam.
Okay.
But he's full-time ministry since I was born. So so I'm a kind of a PK, I'm very thankful for that because it really, they displayed for me what it looked like to follow the Lord, to honor him, to serve him and serve others. So I'm very thankful. And then I went to college here at Emmaus. And so that's how I wound up being planted in Iowa for a time. I met my husband and then we moved to Virginia and then we came back in 2018. So a lot of really great experiences in a lot of places in the country. I also have a lot of educational variety. Yeah. So I was homeschooled.
Okay.
In most of my elementary, then public school the rest, and then private Christian college. And so I've done the gamut, and it's been neat to reflect on how the Lord has taken me through that education and equipped me, and now I'm here.
And then at Emmaus, you studied education, correct?
I did, yeah.
Elementary education?
Yeah, that's all we had at the time.
Right.
Was elementary.
Was before the secondary
that's
education
right.
Program.
So I'm glad they have secondary now, which is so wonderful. But yeah, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher ever since I was little. So I'm very thankful that I had that calling on my life early. And so I said, if Emmaus ever gets a teacher ed program, that's where I'm going. I really desired a small Christian college. After being in a huge public high school, I missed both the Christian aspect of education, which was not there, but also that community of believers. And so I really appreciated that about Emmaus and got a great education in the teacher ed program and actually graduated thinking I would be a public school teacher.
Okay.
And the Lord had other plans. So I've been in Christian education for now 23 years.
Did you teach in the public school at all?
No.
Okay.
No, my student teaching I did here in Dubuque in public school. But I graduated thinking I'm gonna do that, and then the Lord said, no, you're gonna do something else. So I was in a classical Christian school in Virginia teaching there for many years in elementary. I also became an educational therapist with the National Institute for Learning Development that is headquartered in Virginia, and then I got my master's from Regent University.
Okay.
And people ask, what are you going to do with that master's degree? And I said, I have no idea. I just know the Lord told me to get it, and he made a way for me to get it. And so I did. And looking back, you know how the Lord calls you to things and you have no idea. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I get it. You know, thankfully the sovereignty of God, you know, lays that path out for us. And so when this opportunity came up to teach at Emmaus, I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't have my master's in education. So I'm very thankful for that. So yeah, came to Emmaus for a year, and then the Lord called me to be a principal at school. So that was just neat to see how the Lord worked that out.
And so kind of all of that leading up to now, for the last how many years you've been the principal at Tri-State Christian?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year. 5 years at Tri-State Christian School here in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah.
You were a part of the transition from Galena to Dubuque, or did you kind of come on?
No, I missed it.
You came on after the transition.
I did.
Okay.
Yes, my predecessor had that responsibility of moving Tri-State from Galena, Illinois to Dubuque. And I've said since then, wow, I'm so glad I didn't have to move a whole school across state lines, right? And in the same year, they did their initial accreditation with ACSI.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I missed out on that whole, they had to renovate the old, you know, the building they're in and do accreditation all in the same year. Well, guess what I had to do this last year? We have a new building that we did, and we just went through our reaccreditation in November. So, you know, it came back, but it's okay. The Lord has equipped and provided, and
you made it through.
You made it through.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's been a roller coaster of the last 5 years. You know, my first year as principal was when COVID hit.
Mm.
And so I, you know, after that, I was like, I can't wait for a normal year. And then I realized about the third year, I'm never going to have a normal year. Just the Lord always brings new things, and it's good. So.
Well, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit, just, I feel like from my perspective here at Emmaus, that Tri-State is growing as a school, right? And I think part of that was the move to Dubuque. A huge part of that was the new legislation in Iowa in the last year. If you want to talk about that for just a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Our governor and so many people at the Capitol recognize that parents want more options, but there are financial barriers to that. And we have so many great Christian school options in the state of Iowa. And so it just makes sense in a lot of ways for the money that's already committed per student to be able to allow parents to use that money for an education of their choice. And so we have educational savings accounts. So the money goes from the state to the parent, and then they get to choose the school of their choice. And then that's how they use that money then to pay for their tuition. So it's been a huge blessing because we have families that have, you know, gotten second jobs, who've scraped and saved and done so much to be able to provide their children with this Christian education. And now it lessens their load. It lightens their load. And we have so many families here now this year that have always dreamed of, has always desired to have their kids at Tri-State. And now they can. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a joy. So, yeah, we've grown by 26% since last year.
Wow.
And we have doubled since we moved over to Dubuque.
Okay.
And, just a great school. I just am so blessed to be a part of it. It's something that the Lord definitely has preserved and grown and taken care of really well with the people he's put in leadership there over the years. So I'm thankful.
You talked about people before this new legislation, people kind of just scraping by because they really want to send their kids to Tri-State or just to a private Christian school in general. And so that's kind of the whole focus of the conversation today, right? We've got these, we could probably break them down into more specific categories if we wanted to, but three general categories that I think most parents, most Christian parents are thinking through of, should I send my kids to the public school? Should I pay to send them to a private Christian school, or should I homeschool them? You talking about these parents scraping by to send their kids to Tri-State before this legislation means that obviously there's people out there that this is really important to them to have their kids educated at a school like Tri-State. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why would somebody feel so opinionated about, so strongly opinionated about having their kids educated at a place like Tri-State?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. I think when you think about the options, and you really have to get down to what are the goals for your children and what is most important. And I, for me as a parent, as a believer, I've really recognized, and I think that Christians, maybe we don't spend as much time thinking about it as we could, just about the importance of biblical worldview.
Okay.
And that is huge, right? What we believe about God and Bible and truth and sin and all of that is our worldview, and every decision we make in life is based on that worldview through that lens, right? And parents that have send their kids to Tri-State and to other Christian schools like it, I would say a lot of them see that. They see the importance of worldview. And, you know, I think as, you know, as parents, it's our responsibility to educate our children. And so we think of, you know, Deuteronomy 6. And, you know, when we talk about the Lord and teach our children to love him with all our heart, soul, and strength, when we get up and we walk along the road and we go home and we lie down and, you know, all the times. So the question is, how are we helping our children? If that is the most important thing, which I believe it is second to salvation, is teaching them to love the Lord and to honor him with their lives. That takes a biblical worldview. And so how do we best do that as parents? So one of the ways that my husband and I have decided to do that is putting our kids in Christian school. And thankfully the Lord's made a way to do that. And when you think about worldview, George Barna has done a lot of studies on this.
Yeah.
So he has, and now I think it's about 4% of American adults have a biblical worldview.
Okay.
And it's not going up. It's going down. Yeah. And it's not like this huge, you know, really hard theological test. It really is the basics of, you know, believing that there is sin, which has consequences, that there's absolute truth, that, you know, the Bible is true. It's those concrete beliefs. So only 4% of American adults have biblical worldview. And when you think about worldview, worldview is set by the time a child is 13. So from about the age of 3 to 13 is those years, those prime years where they're really establishing their worldview. And then once it's 13, it's set. Mm. And throughout college and adult, they may go around and change, but then George Barna has found that once you get to the age of 65, it matches with age 13.
Really?
Worldview.
Okay.
So it's so important that our children establish and have that worldview, and that it's biblical, that it's truth. And so that's where the option of Christian education comes in, why so many of our parents are there, is saying, you know, come alongside me. You know, help me as a parent. Yes, how much time do we spend with our children? Are we investing in them from a biblical standpoint? But then what are all the other influences in life? And we now know that parents are not the most influential influence anymore. They're number two. Number one is media, entertainment, music, social media, all of that. That's number one influence. And students, children get about 10 hours a day of screen time and media influence, which is huge. So how do we as parents counteract that? You know, there are a lot of ways that we can limit that coming into our homes, but into our children's eyes and lives. But it's also, you think about time. And the few hours that I have with my children every day, I can pour that biblical and truth into them. But what about all the other hours? So you have, from the time your children are in kindergarten through 12th grade, there's 15,000 hours of schooling. So when you think about all of those hours, what type of schooling is most important? And so I've come to the conclusion that I really believe for my children, I want biblical worldview training for those 15,000 hours, biblical integration. That can be done at home, yes, but there are some other advantages to being at a Christian school too. And I think, you know, every school, every form has its own worldview. So even public school, there's a worldview there. You know, everybody teaches, every book, every author has a worldview in it. So I just know that that there's such a higher probability, I guess, of my children really forming a complete solid worldview if they're at a Christian school. And the Christian schools that I've been a part of have been stellar. They've been quality. And so that's what I really appreciate about them. I would say that a lot of our parents see that. And so there are so many things, and I can go into all the wonderful things about Christian education if you want me to keep going with that. But I really believe biblical worldview is number one.
Well, and I think a huge issue that parents are having with the public school today would be the worldview issue. I mean, a huge topic has been issues on gender is probably the biggest one that you see in the media of, you know, but even there's this battle, and this is something I talked with Stephanie Cunningham about in the episode on homeschooling, is this battle of who has the right to control the child's education, right? There is this strong opinion out there that the government or the state is the one in control that gets to pick and choose what this child is learning, where I think from a Christian standpoint, we would say that's the parent's responsibility to make sure their child is educated properly. So anyways, with all of that being said, the big issue, I think what has a lot of people concerned about public schooling is this worldview, is what are the books that they're reading to my kindergartner? What is the science that they're teaching my eighth grader? Right, all of those types of things. What are the books that my high schoolers are reading? What are they being told is normal or okay that is actually sinful when you read scripture? And so all of that being said, how is it that a place like Tri-State Christian School or just private Christian schools in general go about seeking to shape like a whole well-rounded biblical worldview? Because you can have, you know, we've had Mike Eales on the podcast, and Mike teaches Bible at Tri-State, and you can have a great Bible teacher, but how do you go about creating that fully well-rounded biblical worldview at a place like Tri-State?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I'm so thankful for Mike. He and I went to Emmaus all 4 years together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we hadn't seen each other, I think, since graduation until the day that he came up when I sent him a little email saying, hey, we have this great opportunity. You'd be fantastic. So, you know, 20 years later, here we are together. And so it's so great to have him and his family. But, yeah, so that's, you know, yes, we have – he teaches Bible at secondary level, but our elementary teachers are teaching Bible – our kids have Bible as a subject every single day in every grade, kindergarten through 12, which is great. But then there's all the other opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it is, you know, enriching opportunities just are abundant in the Christian school setting. And so we have, we're not just teaching biblical worldview, but it's biblical integration in every subject. So we're teaching science and history and English and math and art and music and even PE through the lens of the Word of God. And so that we're training our students to think about everything in relationship to God and who he is and who we are created in him and how we relate to others because of him and the gospel. So the gospel's threaded all the way through in everything. So 7 hours a day, they get to look at and learn and analyze and do all these wonderful things through the lens of the Word of God. So that's shaping and molding, right? It's that transforming our minds that the Word of God does so, so well. But we also do other things to really help enrich, and you talk about, you know, that well-rounded, how do we approach that? So we're educating the whole child. It's not just the mind, but it's about attitudes and it's about heart. And so we have a lot of great opportunities. We have our chapel program, which is once a week, which you've been to, which we're so thankful. We love having other speakers from other places. But that's one thing that we have. But just really that spiritual formation opportunities. Teachers are not just teaching, they're discipling. Right. When they are working with students who maybe have a conflict, they're doing it biblically. They're saying, what does the word say about us, how we treat one another? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how much Jesus has forgiven our sins, right? So therefore we should be forgiving our brother. Let's work towards reconciliation. So it goes from teaching the Bible to actually application, practical application. In our secondary, we have ministry teams. So every day the students are getting together, boys with boys, girls with girls, under teachers, and they're in the Word together. They're praying together. There's accountability. They're sharing testimonies. They're really talking about life, you know? We have mentorships. So older students or upperclassmen are meeting with our seventh and eighth graders, younger students, once a week to get to know them, to mentor them, to really talk about life and how do we really encourage each other in the Lord. We have our athletic program based, focused on giving glory to God. That's what our teams say in the huddle, you know, for his glory. And so we're really focused on Christian character. Do we want to win? Yes, we do. And we have a great, great athletic program, great coaches, but it trickles from the top down, but also from the bottom up. We have students encouraging one another. Just this morning, I had an elementary student come to me to tell me that he gave his life to Christ yesterday.
Wow, praise
and
the Lord.
Yeah, so we have students that are being saved as well as discipled. And that stemmed from, I know the Holy Spirit's been working on his heart, but a conversation at lunch with his classmates, they were talking about salvation. And so that stemmed, prompted him to talk to his teacher. And so then those conversations led, and so his father had a great opportunity last night to lead him to the Lord. So, you know, there's so many opportunities. We do service projects as classes every year. We really work to look outside into the community and doing what we can to help and to make an impact, because it's really about loving and honoring the Lord and proclaiming the gospel to those around us. So there's so many different aspects, so many I probably haven't even mentioned, but we're trying to really seize the opportunities. And that's what it is not being single-minded on we're only doing academics or we're only teaching Bible, but really teaching the whole student.
You know, and that relates to something I want you to talk about a little bit, because I think when parents are looking at the public school, especially now I'm thinking of maybe older middle school and high school age kids, 50% of what parents are worried about is what's happening in the classroom. What are the teachers teaching? The other 50% of what parents are worried about is what are my children being exposed to from the other kids, from the other students? And I'd love to hear, because I think what you're talking about, right? Students discipling other students, mentoring other students, students having conversations at you know, the lunch table. How do you, as a principal, try to ensure that those types of relationships at a private Christian school are positive and not having the same negative influence? Or if a parent's listening to this thinking, maybe I should pull my kid out of public school because I'm worried about that, can I trust the private Christian school? And obviously, you can't speak for every private Christian school out there. I'm sure there's all sorts of different ones that we could talk about. But how can a private Christian school try to have an influence on those peer-to-peer relationships?
Right. Good question. It's about culture. And it's a daily, ongoing goal to create a Christ-like culture. And students and adults alike, we're all sinners, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's not going to be perfect. And if a parent takes their child to a Christian school and thinks everything is going to be wonderful because these are Christian families, right? And these are Christian kids, right? We're sinners. And things might be said, you know, or done from, you know, students who maybe aren't used to this culture, who maybe aren't saved yet, who are baby Christians and are still trying to you know, really relinquish their will to the Lord. There's going to be things that happen. So that's where we say, okay, we keep preaching the word. We keep discipling them and telling them, you know, we care about you, and because we care about you, we're going to hold you accountable. And that's the piece right there too, is the beauty of Christian schools is it's usually smaller classrooms. There's usually more accountability. There's different higher standards. For instance, our school, we don't have cell phones in the classroom. They're in our lockers, that they're in the car. You know, it's important that we help our students be at their best, or to be able to help them learn, but also when it comes to character building, you know, that's happening in the classroom as well. And so, like I said, no one's perfect and things happen, but we address them. And I think that's a big difference, is things that may not get addressed in the public school because there's so many kids, or it's minor compared to other things going on. It's not minor to us. So we are addressing them, and and helping those students and partnering with parents to do that as well, you know, and saying, hey, we have the same goals, right? You as parents, we as a school for your children. So let's work together to help your child grow and mature in the ways of the Lord.
I'd like to shift a little bit and talk about kind of private Christian schooling versus homeschooling. We had Stephanie Cunningham on last week, who you know well.
Yes.
And she's even worked some at Tri-State. And one of the things she talked about as a benefit to homeschooling is being able to tailor your child's education to them, right? When a child sits down in a classroom, one of 15 or 20 or 30, depending on the size of the school and the size of the classroom, and to no fault of the teacher, the teacher's got to teach to all of those kids. And so maybe things take longer to get done than they would if it was just focused on one individual. So I'd love just to hear what if you think about that maybe as a benefit to homeschooling, you know, what are some of the benefits that like a private Christian school would give as opposed to something that you might miss out on if you're homeschooling your children?
I think one of the strengths is the different teachers.
Okay.
Right? So when you're homeschooling, if it's the parent doing all the teaching, they have one teacher who teaches maybe the same way or has the same, you know, same style teaching or maybe have limited knowledge. And it's great when parents really can do well with homeschooling, who can really dig in and learn with their child and such. But I think to be able to have different types of teachers with different personalities and different expertise is really, really great. It gets them used to adapting to different expectations as far as like an assignment, not, you know, we have the same standards of expectation for behavior, but I think that's really important, especially if your children are thinking about going to college. They're going to be having all sorts of different professors. So it's important to be able to provide those types of experiences. So having the different teachers, but different experiences, thinking about peers and, even though they might have siblings at home, there's plenty of conflict resolution you have to do in the house as well. But it's different when you're at school and you're dealing with different issues and it could be done and dealt with in a biblical way, you know. And so I think that's a really great advantage. But and then also the different flexibility. Some Christian schools are able to offer some different options, can maybe do some online classes to help supplement if they can't offer you something live, you know, there could be different advantages as far as students with learning disabilities. More and more Christian schools now are able to some degree, help students with dyslexia and ADHD and other learning disabilities. You know, we are often limited by our resources. We can only do what we can do with what we have. But when you're thinking about that as well, there are some students that really would benefit from being in the school setting versus at home. There's also all the other opportunities like theater and music and athletics and the different electives. I know homeschool has so many great opportunities now more than they did 20 years ago with co-ops and being involved in community areas. But it's, I think it's also that being part of the school community is a really, really special thing. Our students feel that they are known by teachers and they are cared for by their teachers, but they also call our school their second family. It's another home. And so they really feel safe and secure there, and which is optimal for learning, but also growing in great relationships. So it's just, you know, when you think of church community, you think of family community, it's just another example of how that can help you feel safe, but also to grow. And so that's some really great advantages of being in a Christian school.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, you talked about preparing kids for college. I also think about preparing kids for life and work and things like that, being able to interact with people from a different family background, from, you know, maybe they come from more money than you or less money than you. They have different experiences, all of those types of things. Learning how to relate to those types of people teach you, or learning, if you think about different professors or different teachers, you're going to have different bosses, different people telling you what to do in life. Yeah. And they're going to have different personalities and different ways of communicating. And if all you're used to is just one personality, one way of communicating, you might be in for quite the shock when you hit college or when you hit, you know, some sort of professional environment. So I think that's really helpful. Anything else? Well, I guess my final question I really have, but if you want to talk about anything else, I'll open that up for you. But is it worth the money? Right? Iowa has this great new legislation that's wonderful in helping people. Most states don't have that. Mm-hmm. And most Christian parents might say, man, Christian school seems great, but that's a lot of money, whatever it is. Some schools are on the cheaper side. Some schools are on the more expensive side. I'm just going to send my kid to the public school because it just doesn't feel worth the money. Right. I'd love to hear you address that idea.
It's going to sound opinionated.
Yes, please. Your inner Joel Carter.
Yes, that's right. You only have one chance to raise your kids. That's it. When they're grown and gone, you are not the influence that you were when they were children. And I've heard from parents, I've read from parents who have regrets. Mm. And when you think about worldview and just the impact that it has on everything that your child does from here on out, can you put a price on that?
Yeah.
And I, as a parent, don't want to have any regrets. Of course, we're going to have some. We make mistakes, right? But when you look back and think, what could we have done differently to disciple, to educate in the Lord, to give them that biblical worldview? If you can find a way, then that Christian education is a great way to do it. There's scholarships, there's churches that have helped students, there's grandparents, there's a lot of resources, and I've seen a lot of parents, like you said, make the sacrifice and be glad they did. Mm-hmm. And just seeing our students, I'm just so thankful for them and proud of them, and how I've gotten just so much joy seeing them grow in these last 5 years, and then the school I was at previously. It's expensive, but when you think about what we're able to do as schools with the limited money that we have, and then the outcomes, both academically and spiritually, it's really worth it, in my opinion.
I think that's really helpful. I think that could be really helpful for people to hear of your children. You only have one chance to influence them. I think that's wonderful. Anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap up here?
I'm just excited for Christian education right now. This is a time that we have not seen the likes of before, especially in Iowa.
Okay.
And just the opportunity for new Christian schools to be established and how the Lord is going to be using these. These are His schools, His ministries, right? And I think education has changed in all aspects. But especially when you think of Christian education, some people may think back, 20, 30 years ago, oh, the teachers, they're, like Sunday school teachers, or, they're not. They our teachers are educated, and they are educating our students well, and they love our students, and there's so much knowledge out there now in Christian education. I mentioned our accreditation visit we had in November. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. It's a lot of work, a lot of work, but it's such a blessing to have this team of educators and heads of school come in and evaluate your school and talk with your teachers and give you encouragement and accountability. And it's just such a blessing. Some of the feedback we got was just, they were so encouraged by our culture. They're encouraged by our biblical formation. They really, really appreciated Tri-State as a school and the impact it's making on our students' lives. It's eternal impact. And that's why I'm in this. That's why I do this. If it were just a job, I would have quit long ago.
Yeah.
Because it's exhausting. It's that, you put your heart and soul into this, but it's because it's about making that eternal impact, about proclaiming the gospel, about helping our students know that they are loved by God, and who they are in Him, that He's called them for a purpose. And so we're excited about that, and we're excited about the Christian education movement across the country and just the lives that it's going to touch. George Barna, when he talks about worldview. He says, what is going to change our culture? It's about the children, about raising up generations to have a biblical worldview. If we do not do that, our culture is lost for good. So this is where it's at. It's helping our students know the Lord and to be able to live for him.
Well, I'm thankful there's places like Tri-State out there who are striving to influence children's worldview, and so that they grow up with a biblically centered, Christ-centered, gospel-centered worldview. I think that's wonderful. I know we at Emmaus are really excited about everything that's happening at Tri-State. It's wonderful to watch it all. And so thank you very much for coming on. This is really helpful. And we'll have to have you back on again.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome. I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Concerning Him, an Emmaus podcast. Ministries like Concerning Him are possible because of the generous contributions from our partners around the world. For more information about partnering with us, please visit emmaus.edu/partner.